Joey, what are you doing?
All aboard the relaxation station.
Relaxation? I was dreaming in bed until you and that van honked me out of it.
What were you dreaming about?
I can't remember exactly, but it was pretty good until a 60-foot goose arrived and started honking at me and smelling of diesel fumes and singing along to Youngblood. Stop beeping, I'm already here.
I'm just excited, Bea. I've got a huge surprise for you.
Why? Are you going to live in a house instead of that mattress on wheels?
No.
Is there a crop circle on the football pitch again?
Sadly not this time.
Are you still thinking about your birthmark that looks like a cat, but when you hold it up to a mirror, it looks more like a duck?
Yes, but that's not why I'm excited. I'll give you a clue. It involves this van.
Seriously, keep it down. The neighbours will complain.
Ah, okay. Understood. I think I can beep quieter if I press it gently. I made it louder, if anything.
Dewey, this is my first free weekend in ages. I told you, I'm happy to share it with you, but all I want is rest, relaxation, and a bit of peace to read my trashy little book.
I know, Bea, and I want that for you. So that's why I've got us two tickets to... Drum roll, please.
I'm not confident the dashboard can withstand this drum roll.
Oops.
I'm no mechanic, but that bit looks important.
Ignore that. I've got us two tickets to the Hullabalooza Woodland Festival!
No, Dewey! I know how much you love stilt walkers and showers from a bag, but I really need to stay home, have a bit of peace, and... Oh, that really is leaking quite a bit of oil now, actually.
Just think about it! You and me, we can park up in a nice corner of the campsite, and you can kick back with your book, listening to the soothing sounds of a distant Bavarian Volkssturm liquor band.
Dewey, please, I just want to...
I'll make a fire and fry some sausages that I've bought ready cut from a hot dog stand, then carried around for so long that they got cold because I got lost.
Dewey, please. My mum's working all weekend, so we've got the house to ourselves. Let's just stay here, relax, and enjoy the peace and quiet. And the blood-curdling screams coming from our back garden. Let's go and see what she's done this time.
Oh, damn tub.
Well, fine. I suppose that's just where he's going to have to stay then, isn't it?
Mum, what are you doing?
Oh, Bina, grab one end of this tub, would you, near the taps?
What is this tank for? And why are you home? Did the vets fire you?
They can't fire me, not after everything I've got on them.
Like what?
I know what Neil's real hair colour is. I'll give you a clue. He's bald.
You promised me I'd have the place to myself this weekend.
Yes, but then all the animals booked into the clinic either recovered or, better still, died. What do you expect me to do? Sit on reception in an empty clinic?
You said you'd be out.
And you said you'd be a normal 20-year-old drinking and partying at a festival.
Aha! So you do want to go to a festival?
Not now, Dewey.
Sorry. Good morning, Mrs. Annan. Beautiful weather we're having.
Mrs., do you think I'd be dragging this thing by myself if I was still a Mrs.? Bina, tell your stupid friend to give me a hand.
Happy to help, Mrs. Ms. Mom.
You still haven't told me why you're hauling an old bathtub through the garden.
Ha! Bathtub. Shows what you know. That, my dear Bina, is our new hot tub.
Wow.
Look, I don't know where you bought this thing.
Oh, I didn't buy it. It was a gift.
From who?
My mate Skippy.
You nicked it from a skip?
I recycled it. Thank you very much. Have you learned nothing from Richard Attenborough?
I think you mean David Attenborough.
No, Richard Attenborough. The documentary where he brings back all those dinosaurs.
Do you mean Jurassic Park?
I didn't watch it all. There's a bit where he says, "Life finds a way." That really spoke to me. And when I saw this tub, I thought, I'll find a way. So I shoved it in Dodgy Roger's van and voila!
It's clearly not a hot tub, though, is it? It's got paw prints painted on the side and it's covered in dog hair.
Maybe it used to be a hydrotherapy tank for dogs, but now it's about to become the best garden hot tub experience this side of the valley! Grab that end near the connectors, would you?
Right away, Mrs. Annand.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to relax in that grubby tank while using the treadmill to strengthen my hind legs.
See, this is the thing with you, B. You only focus on the negatives and never on the positives. Speaking of which, Dewey, don't touch those exposed wires. I think they're live.
Yeah, I think they are.
Right, that's it. I'm not having this.
No, come on, Bea. It'll be fun. Think about it. Just you, me.
I've got pins and needles in my teeth.
That guy. Oh, just give me a hand to get it working and we'll be sipping bubbles in our bikinis by sunset.
Absolutely not. Number one, because you stole my bikini and there's no way I can wear it after you cut it into a G-string. Number two, because I always end up paying for your disasters. And number three, because I'm going to spend this weekend reading my book in a warm, quiet room where no one can bother me.
Good luck. Heating's off while I plumb this thing in. And the Hessian Power Ranger over there just tripped the electrics.
Happy to help, Mrs. Anand.
Fine. No heating, no power. I'm not playing this game again. Dewi, pack your biggest IKEA bag. We're going to Hullabalooza.
Yes!
Good! You go and suck the fun out of the whole field of people. I don't need you breathing down my neck. I'm going to get this working by myself, and I guarantee there will be a party in this thing by sundown.
And I guarantee you will need professional help. And not just from a plumber. Right. I've got an armful of clothes, a toothbrush, and a deep sense of regret that I wasn't accidentally swapped as a baby. You ready?
Don't worry, I've got everything we need. Except, do you have your, you know, women's hygiene stuff?
We've talked about this, Dow. Deodorant is for everyone. And yes, you can borrow mine.
Then let's go! Onwards, noble steed!
Is that sound normal?
Turn that knob, it usually helps.
This one?
See? Much better. We can barely hear the engine now. Let's just get her into gear and...
So, Dewi, we're still on the driveway. So what's the plan?
Let me just have a quick look. Okay, yep, yep, right. I think I just need a few minutes to put these parts and fluids back inside the... I want to say lid.
This is just great. My last chance of escape, and now the engine's absolutely...
Hey, B, at least the horn still works.
I've seen enough. I'm going to my room. I'm going to read a book, and if anyone needs me, I will lob it at them!
One more twist. And there. Perfect. Well, that's my gin and tonic done. Now, how the hell am I going to get this hot tub working?
Cooey! I'm ripped!
Seriously, Debbie? You can't just pop over my fence like that. Actually, how are you above my fence? It's 7 foot tall.
Yes, and 2 foot into my boundary. But when you put it up, I thought to myself, okay, well, that's my pond gone. But you know what? Amrit works so hard at the vets helping all those sweet little fluff balls, it's the least I could do.
What do you want, Debbie?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I'm just up here feeding the birds is all. I've had sparrows, blackbirds, robins...
Warblers, loons, irritating tits.
I've got peanuts and sunflower seeds and millet and fat balls and carrot cake and... Oh, hang on, that was meant for me. Never mind.
Sorry, Debbie, but I'm actually very busy right now.
Of course. You're so industrious. Making homebrew wine for charity again, is it?
No, I'm actually... Because that was an awful lot of grapes.
Took me 3 trips and 2 credit cards to get them all from Asda's. But it's worth it for the orphans, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Anyway, I'm right in the middle of some...
Oh, is that yet another pond? Well, doesn't it look striking? You do have an eye for design.
It's a luxury hot tub, actually.
Well, I never... I just saw the thick crust of algae and I assumed.
I just need Bina to stop being so difficult and test the damn thing.
Right you are, then. Just let me know if you need anything.
Actually, Debbie, maybe you can be of some use.
Of course. After all, what are friends for?
Yeah, yeah. Get in.
Sorry?
I need a tester, so get in the tub.
Right. Should I not get changed?
No, no, I think clothes on is probably the safest. At least until we work out what the green stuff is and why it's moving.
Can you hold my phone for me?
It'll be fine. I doubt anyone wants to call you. In you get. There we go. How is it?
It's definitely thicker than I expected.
Thicker?
Yes. The water's got a kind of gloopy, sludgy quality.
Uh-huh. I did connect it to the central heating. Might have got the wrong pipe. Is it warm?
I'm not sure.
How are you not sure?
Well, when I got in, it was utterly freezing. But now I've been in a few seconds, I'm getting a kind of burning sensation all over my skin. Is that normal?
You're probably just not used to this much luxury. Haven't you got anything nice to say?
Well, actually, it does remind me of a tub I saw on telly once with all these glamorous celebrities in some exotic location.
That's more like it. Which show?
I'm a Celebrity. It was Jane McDonald in a tank full of scorpions.
That's it. Get out.
Right you are.
Debbie, were you wearing 3/4-length shorts when you got in?
No.
Okay. You might want to go and have a quick rinse. But on the plus side, you won't need to wax your legs this month.
This is fine. This is nice. I've got my room, I've got my book. I don't need anything else.
Oh, don't fuss. I'm sure it'll wash off. Oh, don't touch me, Debbie!
Except perhaps some earplugs.
Oh, come on! It's as if those sage sticks I shoved down the fuel tank haven't cleansed the bad spirits at all.
And I think I'll shut this window. There. Besides the noise, the lack of heating, no electricity, and the noxious exhaust fumes, everything is perfect. Right, here we go. Chapter one.
Knock, knock.
Mum, get out. You can't just go waltzing in here. I pay rent.
Not to me, you don't.
I pay it straight to the landlord.
And who does he pay it to? The government. Trust you to be funding my enemies like that.
Last time I paid it to you, you blew it all on NFTs.
All I know is, if someone offers to sell you exclusive blockchain ownership of the Mona Lisa as a horse, you jump on it.
But it wasn't an NFT. It was just a box of novelty birthday cards.
Look, it's a bear market right now. When the economy picks up, it'll go bull. Then it's just tiger, rabbit, dragon. And when it gets to horse, we'll be quids in.
That's not the stock market. That's the Chinese zodiac.
Aren't you supposed to be at a festival? Or was that just another of your lies to make me think you're cool?
You know what? I'm simply going to choose not to engage. You're not even here. Don't open the window! I'm trying to keep the fumes out.
Pass me that pillow.
No way. Put it back.
Here. Debbie! Plug the leak with this.
My pillow.
It's only temporary, just until the repairman gets here.
I knew you'd end up calling someone and costing us a fortune.
Well, actually, I've called an expert who's on his way right now, and it won't cost us a penny. In your face.
How is that possible?
Let's just say I've got my methods.
Last time I trusted your methods, I lost half the hair on my head and the house smelled like hot dogs for a month.
I told you. That's just how we styled it in the 80s. Not my fault you've got your dad's weak hair. Anyway, why are you still here? Did the idiot dump you?
No. He's fixing the van, actually.
Hang on. Is this van supposed to have 8 wheels? Oh, no. I've just walked round it twice.
Okay, I'm shutting that window. I'll get him to call the RIC.
He's gonna dump you if you don't lay off the books and lighten up a bit.
Haven't you got a hot tub to sort out?
All right, Agatha Christie. I'm going. But I'm taking this.
Why, that's my last pillow.
Hostage. See you in a bit.
So, you see, the thing is, you've got your flow pipe, your return pipe, your wastewater. Don't even get me started on the fuel intake. Then you've got your expansion relief valve, the pump.
Right, okay, I think I've got you. So if we just bleed the air and water out the system, that should get it going again.
That should be correct, in theory.
Okay, here goes. Can you hold this while I start her up?
Okay. Something just sprayed me in the face. It smells like oil and roast stuffing.
Must be the sage. Hooray! We got the bad spirits out.
It's in my eyes. I can't see.
So does that mean we fixed the van?
What van?
The van. My van. The van we've been talking about this whole time.
I didn't say nothing about a van.
But we've been talking for 10 minutes.
I was talking about a hot tub. Aren't you the plumbing examiner?
Aren't you the RAC?
I'm a plumbing student. I was told to come to this address and explain the correct procedure for fitting a hot tub in a practical assessment counting towards 20% of my apprenticeship.
Didn't you think it was strange we were looking at a van and not a hot tub?
Didn't you think it was strange when I asked you about the water pressure in your shower?
I just thought that was banter, you know, between lads. My personal shower, so to speak. Why else would I tell you I can take out a urinal cake from 3 metres away?
So does that mean I failed?
I... So no.
I only started college last week. I just got a message saying to come here for a test, and now I'm covered in oil, I smell like a carvery, and I'm too slippery to cycle home.
Oh, no, don't cry. I'm sure you'll be a great mechanic one day.
Plumber.
Oh, yeah.
I should have known it was weird when my tutor gave me a couple of spanners, an address, and a note saying, tell Amrit we're even and she can burn the photos.
Okay. I can give you a lift back if you like.
In what? You've just turned that thing into a rolling sauna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, Dowie, my love. Who's a little friend, then?
Hi, Debbie. He's the little plumber boy.
What's the matter? Oh, I can't bear seeing young people upset. Which generation are you, then? Gen Z? Alpha? Worried about the YouTubes, is it? Oh, tell Auntie Debbie all about it.
I'm supposed to fit a hot tub, but I'm covered in whatever this gunk is, and the plumber's manual explicitly says you shouldn't contaminate the water with any oil or toxic substance, and that if you're late to a job, it's better to just disappear entirely and never explain to the customer what happened.
Oh, of course, love, don't worry. I'll give you a lift home. I need to pick up some more birdseed anyway. They're like vultures. Come to think of it, they could be vultures. One of them went for Mrs. Morris's Pomeranian.
Sorry about the confusion, little plumber boy. Let me give you this for your trouble.
I'm not allowed to accept cash. Oh, wait, these are froobs.
Actually, I love a froob, if you don't mind. There's a family of sparrows guarding my fridge, and they're surprisingly territorial, so I'm a bit peckish. Get it? Peckish. Because of all the birds.
Actually, I think I'll just walk. Oh.
Bina, Bee, come outside. Don't pretend you can't hear me through the window, especially with those ears. When the midwife saw you on the ultrasound, she said I was either having a daughter or a beagle.
Hiya, Mrs. Anand.
Hey, watch where you step in.
Oh, no. Was that some kind of religious statue?
The gnome where I hide my cigarettes. Why does everything I love get ruined by some ridiculous white boy?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Although, speaking of that, there is something I want to talk to you about.
Can't you see I'm busy? The plumber will be here any second.
Ah, you've just missed him. Think he left his bag, though, if you want some textbooks, half a can of Monster and a novelty lighter with boobs.
Oh, typical. So it's still not fixed. And now I've got to post some incriminating photographs to the Guild of Plumbers, as if I haven't got enough to do.
Right. About Bina, though.
Oh, don't tell me. You are dumping her.
No.
She's pregnant?
No.
Damn, that would knock her off her high horse. Look, if I've got to talk to you, you could at least help me scrape off this green stuff.
What is it exactly?
Not sure. It seems to be equally animal, vegetable and mineral. You're surprisingly good at this.
Yeah, I've had some practice. For Bina's birthday, I tried to recreate the pottery scene from Ghost. Took me a week to get all the mud off my granddad's record player.
You know, we're surprisingly similar. Maybe we should come to some kind of arrangement, you and me.
Aye.
Oh, good, that was easy.
No, sorry, force of habit. Bina always helps me say stuff properly. You and I should have duct tape. Scottish egg.
My point is, I just want to fix this arsing machine. Sabina can get in it and see how wrong she was about something I told her would be awesome, regardless of her stupid feelings. You know what she's like.
Yeah. I mean, no.
So if you can just toddle upstairs and get her to come down, I'll help you jumpstart the van and we'll both get what we want. Deal?
I'm not sure about this.
Oh, don't worry about it. The first time you trick her into something, yes, she'll be annoyed. But by the time you've played your second trick, then a third, she'll have forgotten all about the first one. It's a risky strategy, but you can pretty much avoid all the consequences if you keep going.
Right. Before I go talk to her, I wanted to ask you something.
Fine, but be quick, because I actually think this green stuff is starting to regroup.
Mrs. Anand?
Yes? Hey, why are you getting down on one knee?
I want you to know my intentions towards your daughter are honourable, and I want to ask you for your blessing.
My blessing? For what?
Just for whatever, really. Hanging out, I guess.
If I say yes, will you help me finish scraping this stuff off?
Yes. But give me a minute to get up. I think I've got a froob cramp.
If you're looking for pillows, all I have left is my old PE kit and a carrier bag. By which I mean some trainers and 300 forged notes saying I can't do netball because I'm allergic to bibs.
It's me, Dowie, your boyfriend.
I brought you some tea.
Just how I like it, made by someone else. How's the van?
Not great. How's the book?
How could I concentrate with all the banging outside? I read the same page so many times I got deja vu. Tried to nap without any pillows and then woke up minutes later with one page reverse printed onto my forehead.
And you said I'd never be able to read you. But I can read you now. Ishmael me call.
I don't know why I'm bothering. Maybe Mum's right. I am a bit of a killjoy.
No, don't say that. You're great. You're really nice, and you look nice, and you dress nice. Actually, is that outfit new?
This is old blanket. I look like E.T.
Well, there's nothing hotter than a girl on a flying bike. Anyway, I was just talking to your mum.
Oh, no. Whatever she's asked you to do, don't touch, deliver, eat, or buy it.
No, nothing like that. It's just, you don't think we're alike, do you?
You and Mum? Well, that depends. Is your favourite video a Britain's Got Talent compilation of children's choirs getting rejected?
Don't think so.
Well, then I think you're all right.
No. Then I was wondering if you'd consider coming downstairs. There's something I'd like you to see.
Oh, I don't know. On the one hand, it's not exactly comfy up here. But on the other, I'm not sure I want to risk giving in to my mum. What's she doing? She's gone quiet. That's never good.
Not sure, actually. Think she said she was getting a handyman. Oh, this might be him.
Weird music for a handyman.
Oh, she might have said handsy man.
All right, let's go. Anywhere but here.
Amazing. I've got a surprise for you. Now close your eyes. I'll lead the way.
Maybe I should close my eyes after I walk down the stairs?
No, trust me on this. I caught a glimpse of your mum's bikini, and there are some things no daughter should see.
So glad you could come round this evening. It's been so long since I last had a gentleman caller.
You're right, because the lads down the football club said you went out with Tall Phil last weekend and got so frisky they had to re-turf the six-yard box.
Must be thinking of someone else. Anyway, do you want to get into the hot tub?
Yeah, all right.
You might need to do some little tweaks to get it working. But a big, strong man like you wouldn't mind helping out a damsel in distress, would you?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be fine. Man alive, what is that smell?
If you can just do something with these pipes.
Why is there a cauldron of slime in your garden?
I'm sure a big man like you can help me fix it.
Why do you think I can fix that?
Your Tinder profile said you were a plumber.
I'm an electrician.
Aren't they basically the same? Just replace the electricity with water. Think outside the box.
Oh, I see. That's what this was about. Hooking up with me just for some free labour. Why does this keep happening to me? That's the last time I go speed dating, wearing a tool belt and a hi-vis and holding a multimeter. See you.
Oh, you can't go. You're my last chance. Please, I cannot let my daughter win. Just have a go. And if you manage it, I won't even charge you for the lift here.
You're on your own. And I wouldn't bother with a plumber. What you need is Zephra.
And you can open your eyes.
It's your van.
But the surprise is inside the van. Ta-da! I've made you a mobile library.
Wow. Dewey?
Oh, no. Do you hate it?
Candles, cushions, blankets, box. Oh, it's so warm and cosy. And is that incense?
Actually, I think I stood on your deodorant, sorry.
It's amazing.
Really? Oh, I'm so happy. Plus, there's a wind-up torch in there for when you need it. There's mood music in the cassette player. And if you get hungry, there's a box of fruit. Half a box of fruit's under the seat.
I mean, I might blow out some of these candles, given all the flammable puddles on the drive. But otherwise, I love it. I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You just get on in there, and I'll be right outside making sure your mother doesn't disturb you. Also, I used the wheel chocks to make bookends, so I better watch you don't roll down the hill.
Dewey is perfect. Thank you.
Okay, you go get comfy. I'm just gonna do one quick thing. I'll be right back.
Maybe later you could join me in here? We could get cosy. Maybe make up for missing the festival by doing your favourite thing.
That's awesome, B. But you don't need to paint my face like a tiger. Back in a bit.
Ugh, this is so unfair. I just want to relax in my hot tub and I can't get it fixed for love nor money. Although I haven't tried money yet. Bina! Dewey! Anyone? Oh, I really didn't want to do this, but... Debbie!
Hiya!
Jeez! How are you right there every time? We need to put a bell on you.
Everything okay?
No, it's not okay. I think I need help.
Always happy to...
Not from you! From a real plumber.
Oh, I know a good one. Shall I give him a ring?
Yeah, I think we'd better.
Just need to use your phone. Mine's under a goose.
Hi, Mrs. Annan.
This isn't a good time. I'm just about to throw my life savings down the plug hole.
Actually, before you do that, I think I've got a plan.
I'm not sleeping under this book. I'm just really short-sighted.
Sleeping in a van, B? Makes sense. You were probably conceived in one. That or a gondola. What a weekend in Skegness that was.
Mum, how did you get in? Where's Dewey?
Don't worry about him. I've got something to show you.
No, I don't want to deal with any more of your mess.
Oh, Eve, little Faith. There is no mess. It's all fixed.
The hot tub? You did it?
Yep. Well, I had a bit of help.
Ugh, I should have known. How much did he cost this time? 50? 100? Did you take one of my kidneys out while I was napping?
He didn't charge me anything.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
Plenty. But he's made good on the plumbing. He's just finished up now. You can ask him if you like.
Hey, B.
Dewey? I don't understand.
Well, the little plumber boy left his textbook, so I thought to myself, what would B do? So I looked in it.
You read a book?
Yeah. Well, it's mostly pictures. So I connected everything the opposite to how I did my van, used the boob lighter on the green stuff till it's finally surrendered, and then used the can of Monster to bleach the rest. It's cleaned up lovely.
You can come and take a look if you don't believe us.
And in return, I'm allowed to call your mum, Mum.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, no worries, Mrs. Allen.
I can't believe it. Mum's got a hot tub. I had some peace. Dewey's read a book. Have I died? Am I actually dead now? It's a perfect end to a perfect day.
And here it is.
Ta-da!
It's amazing. It's perfect. I mean, apart from that bird that's just landed in it.
That's one of Debbie's. She's been attracting them for weeks. Debbie, help me shoo your birds away.
Uh-oh. Maybe I shouldn't have been fancy and turned those towels into swans. I've given them ideas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what's got into them.
There's a lot of them.
Debbie, are they coming out of your house?
Yeah. I didn't like to say anything, but they've been in the house for weeks. Nothing would tempt them out. Should have realised the one thing they don't love is a bird bath.
How many birds have you got, Debbie?
No idea at all. Look, there's geese, swans, coots, buzzards, and I've never ever seen one of those. And we thought that one was extinct. Someone call the atom butters.
Oh, look. That actual swan's using the treadmill.
You see, Bina? I told you it would work.
Mum, do me a favour. Mm-hmm. Next time you find something in a skip, just get in after it. Mm-hmm. Bina and Amrit, written by Priya Hall, Sarah Breeze and Pravanya Pillay. Starring Priya Hall, Shobhna Gulati and Morgan Rees. The producer was Dan Thomas. It was a 16 Media production for BBC Radio Wales.